It was the 4th of February in the year 1875, and the snow lay deep in the gorges of the Gilmerton Mountains. The evening train, which connects the long line of coal mining and ironworking settlements, was slowly groaning its way from Stagville on the plain to Vermissa, at the head of the Vermissa Valley, Pennsylvania. This is the most desolate corner of the United States of America.
Hobson's Patch, Hobson's Patch, next stop.
The oil lamps in the leading passenger car shone down on some 20 or 30 people. At least a dozen, by their grimed faces and safety lanterns, proclaimed themselves as miners. The rest were women of the laboring class, local shopkeepers, two burly individuals in police uniform, and a young man, fresh-faced, large-eyed, and smiling. A young man clearly of a sociable and possibly a simple disposition.
Pardon me, friend. You speaking to me?
Did he say it was Vermissa next?
No.
I haven't missed it, have I? Vermissa.
You haven't missed it.
Ah, good.
I thought I might have.